比起的。
我们昨天在这里思想到上帝是有主权的上帝。
Last time we are pondering here that God is a God with sovereignty.
因为他创造了万有。
Because when he created all things,
他管制万有。
And he governs over all things.
他这个保护万有。
And he provides for all things.
以后他还要审判万有。
And he will judge all things.
所以这位上帝是用他的主权来掌握。来管理整个世界的上帝。
This is the God who governs over the world with his sovereignty.
人很少从他的肉眼中间看见这件事实。
But very seldom the man sees this fact with the eyes.
所以很多的人以自己的主权来代替上帝的主权。
So many a person use their own sovereignty to substitute the place of God's sovereignty.
这是上帝所造的人中间最矛盾的一件事情。
This is the paradox between what God had man and created.
因为圣经说神是主。
Because the Bible says God is Lord.
让他按照自己的形象样式造了人。
But then according to his image, he created mankind.
所以人也有主性在里面。
So man also has this sense of lordship.
神是主。
God is Lord.
人按照神的形象被造。
Man is created after the image of God.
人就有上帝的形象。
Man has the image of God.
那关于上帝的形象范围多得不得了。
So it's so vast with the realm of the image of God.
我们单单从这个层次来看。
But from this aspect of it,
上帝说我是主。
God says I'm Lord.
那么按照上帝形象的人被造，他说我是主。
So man is created after the image of God and say I'm Lord too.
因为他要像上帝嘛。
Because he wants to be like God.
就产生了神与人的主权冲突。
So then there's a conflict between lordship of God and lordship of man.
神与人之间的主权冲突。
And also this conflict between the lordship of God and man.
是所有的动物其他被造的东西从来没有发生的。
Among all, including animals, it never happened.
只有人的生命中间发生这件事。
Only in man's life this happened.
所以许多时候的我们就怪上帝。
So many times we blame God.
为什么你这样？
Why say you do such a way?
为什么你不让我自由？
Why say you don't let me have freedom?
为什么我在你的操纵之下？
Why say I'm to be governed by you?
那么这表示人的自主。
This is only to say that man's autonomy.
在神的主权之下
，after the sovereignty of God,
我们不愿意顺服
，we do not want to submit.
所以产生的是人的自主与神的绝对主权之间的冲突。
So it produces the lordship of man as against God's lordship.
当一个人到最后悔改的时候
，when a man repents finally,
就是他回到上帝的面前
，that is when he returns back to God.
对主说：“主啊，我降服你。
”And to say, "Lord, Lord, I submit to you."
我把我的生命交在你手里。
So I yield my life to you.
这样，神的主权在他的生命中间。才真正可以实行出来。
Then God's sovereignty upon his life could truly be realized.
那可以说呢，整个人的历史
，We can say that down the history of mankind，
就是人权要背叛神权的一个历史。
It is the history of the human authority want to go against God's authority。
我们每一个人的生命
，Then our life，
从小我们反抗父母
，Since we are young we oppose our parents，
反抗老师
，Oppose our teachers，
我们反抗政府
，Oppose the government，
我们反抗别人
，Oppose others，
我们反抗权威
，We oppose authority，
都是我们主权。全的使用
，It is all the exercise of autonomy。
所以人之所以是人
，So man is man。
因为人被造而有某一部分范围的主权
，Because man is created with certain kind of authority within that realm。
当人运用这些主权的时候
，When man exercises this kind of authority，
他就抵挡在他上面的权柄。
So you want to go against God who is above him。
所以呢，圣经告诉我们
，So then the Bible says，
神创造人以后
，After God has created man，
他说：“把你的心归向我。
”He said your heart return to me。
回到我这里来
，Come back to me。
被造的人回来吧。
He who repents against the word come，
从全本圣经中间，上帝呼召人归回他。
From the whole Bible, we see that God calls man to return to Him。
因为真正绝对的主权是神那里。
Because only the true authorities come from God。
我们如果没有真正归回神
，If we do not truly return to God，
我们没有平安。
There's no way that we're peace。
没有一个人的生命是真正安宁的。
There's no single one who has tranquility in his life。
所以呢。Augustine 说
，Augustine say，
My great God， you have created us in the restless soul。
神啊，你把我造作是一个没有安息的灵魂。
Until we come back to you， return to you， and get rest only in you。
一旦我们回到你的当中，才真正的享受安息。
一个人没有回到神的主权的下面
，If a man doesn't come back to the sovereignty of God，
他就没有真正的安息在。
Then he will not have full rest。
我们的生命是一个挣扎
，Our lives have conflict and strife。
我们的心是一个冲突的心
，And our heart is had a conflict。
我们整个人生是在波浪中间前进的人生
，Our life is progressing in waves。
我们需要。 把我们的主权降服在神的主权
之下。We need to yield our sovereignty to the sovereignty of God。
那我们多数的人起先都不愿意。
So many of us are reluctant in the very beginning。
所以上帝用他的爱。
So God uses love，
用他的智慧
，His wisdom，
用他的恩典
，His grace，
用他的仆人
，His servant，
用各样的方式
，and using always a means，
用我们的精力
，and even our energy，
无论是顺利的，无论是我们的痛苦的经验
，no matter is very plain sailing or very suffering experience，
使我们慢慢体会到神要我们回到他们
，so that we can understand that God wants us to return back to Him。
那么今天我们谈到神的主权的时候
，so when you talk about sovereignty of God tonight，
我们为什么谈到人的政治呢？
在我上面喜欢 politics，
政治到底做什么呢
？Politics what do they do？
政治就是治理百姓、管治社会的学问，叫做政治。
Politics is a learning of the governing the public。
怎样在治理百姓
？How do you govern the people？
怎样来管治社会
？How do you govern over the society？
使这个社会有秩序
，so the society have order，
所以就产生了政治。
So then produce a politics.
政治就有一个政府。
Then there's a government in the politics.
政府就管了人类。
And the government govern over the people.
那么上帝有了主权，为什么还需要一个政治来管人类呢
？Then when God has sovereignty, why does He still need this government to govern over the people?
如果人类没有政府的话
，If the people do not have the government,
这个人类的社会会更好或者更不好
？Then this society of man would be better or worse?
我问你
，I would ask you.
如果没有政府
，If there is no government,
人的社会会更好或者更不好
？The human society would be better or worse?、啊、
更不好
？Worse?
真的吗
？Is that true?
因为很多政府也很不好、欸、
Because a man of government are no good too.
政府不好
When the government is no good,
百姓就推翻他
Then the people oppose it.
所以就表示着不定你
Meaning that we don't need you.
你们这样坏
You are bad.
所以每次革命的时候
So every time when a revolution
就是人权要反对政权
It is human authority that want to go against the government authority.
还没有革命以前
Before the revolution
政权管理人权
It is the government authority that go rule over men's rights.
所以这样我们就谈到有神权有政权有人权
So we have God's authority, the government authority and man's right or authority
有个人的权柄
It's a human right
有政府的权柄
And government's right
有神的权柄
It's God's sovereignty
那昨天我们已经用很浅的方法讲神的主权
Last time in a very simple way we put to you the sovereignty of God
今天我们稍微谈到人有反抗的权
Tonight we want to talk about man have this right to oppose
需要一个政权来约束管制人的权
And then we need to have a government the power to control over our human rights
我再问一次
Ask one more time.
有政府社会更好，或者没有政府社会更好。
Hey, would the society be better or worse if there's government or no government?
人的社会有政府更好，或者没有政府更好。
In a human society, would it be better to have a government or no government?
你们再回答。
Answer again.
有政府更好。
With government.
为什么呢
？Why?
不是说政府也会错吗
？Not that we say, didn't we say that government also will go wrong?
不是说政府也会。非常不人道的压迫百姓。
Didn't we say that our government would be inhuman to oppress the people?
所以这些的关系，圣经有原则。
So all these principles, the Bible contains a principle.
改教家
，and the reformers，
无论马丁路德
，Martin Luther，
无论是加尔文
，John Calvin，
无论是 Theodore
Beza，Bullinger，Melanchthon，
他们都承认一件事情。
They all acknowledge one thing.
最坏的政府。
The worst government
比没有政府还更好
will be better than anarchy
大家讲一次一二三最坏的政府比没有政府还更好那这句话的意义很深的
it is very profound with the meaning
不是说呢这个政府不可能有错
it is not to say that government would not go wrong
政府常常犯错
many times our government also go wrong
但是神用政府来在世界中间存在成为一个被神许可的机构
But then God uses government to be a permissible institution
为什么呢
Why?
为什么需要 the institution as government 为什么
Why is that we need political institution as government
从全本圣经来看
From the whole Bible perspective
真正的原因只有一个
The true reason there's only one
为什么
Why?
你知道为什么因为人有罪
Because man has sinned
人如果没有罪，
if man has no sin,
政府是不需要
的。Then there's no need for government.
如果人没有罪，
if man has no sin,
就不需要别人管制。
Then there's no need governing by others.
你懂得自己守规矩。
You know how to discipline yourself.
你懂得自己严肃的来举例你自己。
You know how to discipline yourself.
你懂得怎样的约束自己。
You know how to control yourself.
你能够行在义的里面。
You can walk in the righteousness.
行在真理里面。
In truth, you walk.
行在良善里面。
In goodness.
行在爱里面。
In love that you walk.
但因为人已经犯罪了。
But because men have sinned.
所以需要有政府。
So we need government.
你今天看报纸吗？
So when you read the newspaper today.
你的少女活活被埋下去。
You know this young girl has been buried alive.
你们有没有看到啊？
You read the news.
我不能相信这个埋他的人是人啊是鬼。
I cannot just believe that the one who buried well is a man or a devil.
如果他是人，他
is a man,
他的良心在哪里？
Where's the conscience then?
人与动物不同的地方。
Men are different with beasts.
希腊的哲学说，因为人有理性会想。
The Greeks say because we have rationality to think.
中国的哲学说，因为人有良心会感受。
The Chinese will say because we have a conscience to feel.
所以孟子是中国历史中间对良心论跟人的价值的关系讲的最伟大的一个人。
He has a great theory between the conscience of man as a human value.
恻隐之心，人皆有之。
A heart with compassion all men has.
羞恶之心，人皆有之。
A heart of sinfulness all men has.
慈让之心，人皆有之。
A man to give away to others all men has.
是非之心，人皆有之。
A heart to discern right or wrong all men has.
所以孟子从这四方面来看良心。
Mentions from all these four aspects when to look at conscience.
什么叫做恻隐之心？
What a heart of compassion.
一个孩子掉在井里面。
When the boy was fall into the well.
你看你说。啊、哦！感谢上帝，不是我的孩子。
You say, praise God, it's not my own son.
你不可能的。
It's not possible.
因为他是人嘛。
Because he's a human.
所以你心里就痛了。
So you have a compassion.、
啊、一个人的良心会为别人痛苦上路是很宝贵的。
When the conscience will prick because of others is precious.
良善就从这样做出来。
So there comes the goodness.
你看见别人苦。
When you see people crying,
你也苦。
You also suffer.
你看见别人困难。
When you see people in difficulties,
你也感到作难。
You feel also in difficulties.
你有感动。
You are touched.
这个叫做恻隐之心。
That's a heart of compassion.
但在你自己做错的时候，
When you do wrong yourself,
你会感到很害羞。
You feel shameful.
我为什么做这样的事？
Why should I do such things?
就羞恶之心，人皆有。
So the heart of shamefulness we have.
是非是什么对，什么不对？
人皆有。Right and wrong you have.
慈让之心。
And also to give away to others.
你先让别人。
What do you do first?
你会尊重别人。
You honor others.
你不会先顾自己。
You will not care for yourself first.
这些东西啊。
All these things.
就是人之所以为人的原因。
It makes what man is man.
所以当然孟子所讲的没有圣经所讲这么完美。
Of course, man should talk a theory with not as perfect as Bible.
他比孔子讲的更完美。
But he is more perfect as compared to Confucius.
孔子讲仁者仁也。
And Confucius said, 人 is 人。
人之所以是人。
人 is man is man.
因为他有仁爱。
Because he has the love.
The goodness.
The goodness.
所以他才是人。
And that's why he is a man.
如果你没有仁慈的心，你还像人。
You don't have a heart of goodness, then you're not a man.
所以呢，人如果没有罪的话，
If man has no sin,
应该都是好的。
Then all good are good men.
如果人都是好的，
If men are all good men,
就不需要政府来管制我。
Then you do not need government to govern over us.
所以政权的存在，
So the existence of the government,
是因为罪的存在。
It is because sin exists.
因为人有了罪。
Because men have sinned,
所以需要政府。
And that's why you need the government.
如果没有政府，
if there's no government,
那么每天把一个女孩子破埋，明天我也来也埋一个。
So every day they'll bury a girl.
那这个社会变成怎样的社会？
Then what will happen to this society?
虽然政府里面很多坏蛋，
even though in the government there are evil doers,
但是政府的存在，
but then the existence of the government,
要保持法律的尊严，
is to keep the honor and the dignity of laws,
保护人权的尊严，
and to protect the dignity of human rights,
要保护社会公正的事情，
to protect our justice in the society.
所以政府的存在，
so the existence of the government,
是绝对的必要，
it is an absolute necessity.
Absolute necessity.
是绝对的需要。
这样最坏的政府，
so even the worst government,
比没有政府更好。
Compared to anarchy is better.
当1998年5月13、14号的时候，
in 1998, it is May the 4th,
印尼呢好像没有政府的两天。
It looks as if that Indonesia have no government for 2 days.
他们反对苏哈托。
They go against 苏哈托。
但是新的政权又还没建立起来。
But the new government has not emerged yet.
所以就爆发 不满之心。
So they exploded with the incontentment.
两天你们烧了6000间的房子。
In 2 days they burned 600 houses.
Jakarta.
In Jakarta.
第二天呢
？The second day.
没有人敢出门。
No one dared to come out from our door.
我自己开车出门。
Then I drove to the street.
我叫我的小女儿坐在我旁边。
And asked my little girl to sit beside me.
把汽车的门都锁定了。
So we locked the doors.
我要去看我的神学院。
I want to see my seminary.
看我们的女同学有没有受到苦难。
And so also to see our little lady students.
他们把这些女的学生都放在一个基督徒的家里。
They put all these our female students into a Christian's home.
挤在小小的房间，挤在那边。
They all packed in one room.
因为怕被人强奸。
They are afraid they will rape.
我把他带出来。
So I brought them out.
带到神学院。
And to the seminary.
一同祷告。
And pray together.
再去看别的人。
And go to visit others.
当我的车在这个 highway 走的时候。
When my car was driving on highway.
加拿大平常塞车塞得不得了。
In the usual time, Jakarta is so jammed.
那一天我的车像皇帝的车一样。
That day I looked like a king.
因为全部一辆车都没有经过。
Not every single car was there. I was driving alone.
所以连收费的人都不来了。
Even the toll collector that never comes.
对，那天上 highway 免费的。
So I go for the toll without paying toll.
等到从神学院出来的时候。
When I exit from the seminary.
没有别人的车。
No other car.
只有坦克车。
Only tanks. 哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。Only tanks.
我走过坦克车的旁边。
When I pass by the tanks.
路上都没有车。
No car on the street.
大家说你怎么这么勇敢
？How come you so brave?
我不是勇敢，我是感到需要先照顾别人。
Not that I am brave because I want to take care of others.
有危险不管先照顾别人。
I don't care there's danger. I want to take care of others.
我的会友有的房子被烧掉。
Because some of my children family their house burned.
我要去看他们。
So I visit them.
我开车的时候我看坦克车。
I was driving. I look at the tanks.
都是军人。
All these are soldiers.
这军人看看我。
The soldiers look at me.
我也看看他们。
I stare at them.
看来看去。
And we stare at each other.
因为我到了我的会友家的时候。
So when I came to my member's home.
哇，那个会友好的不得了。
That member was good.
他说汤姆斯啊，我房子被烧掉，没有办法。
He said, "Friend Tom, my house is burned. I have no way now."
但是感谢上帝。
But praise God.
我说你房子被烧掉还感谢
上帝。Your house burned. How can you thank God?
感谢主，房子被烧掉。
Thanks God, my house burned.
他说不是。
Hey, no.
感谢主。
Thanks God.
房子烧掉以前
，before I was burned，
来得及把2000张的福音单张带出来，我还继续可以传。
I could even take away the 2000 of gospel tract that can distribute.
他的信心很坚固。
He was so strong in his faith.
现在上帝已经给他别的房子。
Now God has given him another house.
继续为主工作。
And continue to work for the Lord.
因为他信靠。上帝
，because it trust in the Lord，
所以呢，有政府虽然多么不好
，so with government even though it's bad，
比没有政府还好
，but it's better than anarchy。
最坏的政府
，the worst government，
至少还有一些的尊严
，at least there's still some honor and dignity。
就是要应当做一些应当做的事情
，to do something they ought to do。
我做一个简单的例子
，for instance，
有一次我教书教一半的时候
，there was one halfway my teaching，
有一件重要的事情我一定要去啊，40分钟不能上课。
There was a very important thing happened I。Got to go and leave the class for 40 minutes.
所以我就看来看去，糟糕了，我就去了，他们乱怎么办
？So I look around. If I'm to go, they will be in chaos.
我的灵机一动
，So I have an idea.
我就叫几个人到前面来。
I ask a few to come forward.
现在老师要出去。
Now your teacher want to go away now.
你们在前面，你管这边，他管他们，安静，叫他在做功课，不可以讲话。
And you are here. You will do control. So nobody will talk, and they will do assignments.
我叫两个人出来。管这一
所以 I ask who to govern the class.
那我就要决定了。
I have to make decision.
叫谁来管呢
？Who
叫班长
？Is it the monitor?
叫乖乖来管。
The monitor? No.
我就叫最坏的两个。
I ask the one who is very naughty, the two naughty one.
最调皮的两个人。
The two naughty one.
他一给我叫出来。
When I call them,
请你管他。
You rule over the side.
谁坏蛋？你记下来，回来告诉我。
Bad, yes, put their name. I will come back.
他们跟老师。
So they will be like a teacher.
给老师信任了以后
，and after the teacher trust them,
变成很合作呀。
So they cooperate.
他说好
，is it good? Okay.
老师去，我来管。
You go, I will take care of them.
所以他一管别人，自己就乖乖的。
So when they want to take care of others, they are good themselves.
你明白吗
？So understand.
我叫乖的来管，他一定坏蛋。
If I were to tell the good one, then he will still be naughty.
我叫坏蛋来管。坏蛋变成好蛋，好蛋本来好蛋。
真的 ，nothing tend to be good. The good is still good.
所以40分钟以后
，so after 40 minutes，
那个时候我才18岁。
I was 18.
我15岁开始做老师。
I started to be a teacher at 18.
哦，我立志啊。
I made a decision.
教书两年以后
，After 2 years of teaching，
我教书的经验要超过40年经验的老师。
My experience would exceed those who have 40 years of teaching experience。
所以我用很少的时间
，So I spent a little bit of time，
吸收最多的经验
，I absorb a lot of experience，
使自己一学一面学，一面进步，一面学一面进步。
So I learn so I progress。
我就想了个办法
，So I thought of a way。
两个最坏蛋的坐在前面
，The two most naughty one come and sit for me。
他们就管别人，一管别人，自己变得好大。
So when they rule over others， they're good themselves。
我回来的时候
，So when I come back and say，
老师，我记得这个人有一点调皮，那个走前面给我。
So they reported to me， they reported to me。
我说好，谢谢你们，我就收起来。我看都不看，因为只要这两个不坏蛋就好了嘛。
I don't even look at the list because if there are two are good, it's good。
所以我告诉你
，So I tell you，
政府也很多毛病的。
The government has wrongs， yes。
但是上帝要用政府
，But God wants to use government
来管制的时候
，to rule over people，
这个百姓就会怕了。
So the people will frighten。
但是呢
，But then，
如果政府是又好又聪明
，If the government is good and intelligent，
那这个国家就大有福气。
Then this country is blessed。
你看现在的中国啊。
You see now the China
贪官污吏的共产党多少多
？A lot of these corrupted Communist Party members。
上个礼拜的亚洲周刊
，And last week the Asia Week。
谁看了几首
？We have read the Asia Week。
有看了几首？你们什么都不看的
？You don't read anything。
上个礼拜的亚洲周刊
，The Asia Week last week the Chinese。
封面什么写的
？What's the cover？
中共8000贪官逃出国外。
The Chinese government has 8000 this corrupted the officers ran away。
8000。贪官，这些人贪多少啊
？How are they corrupt？
不是贪几千几万，贪几千万、几亿的人民币。
Even come to millions of dollars。
那所以你看
，So you see，
共产党说我们为人民服务，人民政府。
So the communists say we are the government of people。
贪官污吏一大堆
，Those corrupt officers that many。
所以呢，朱镕基说
，So 朱镕基 say，
我已经预备了100个棺材
，I will prepare 100 coffins。
99个为贪官预备，把他打死放进去。
99 for the sake of those corrupted officers。
另外一个为我预备，因为人家讨厌我，把我打死，我也进去。
The last I prepare for myself, people hate。Me and kill me, I'll be buried.
所以美国说有这样的朱镕基啊。
So America said there's such a 朱镕基 there.
中国还可以打交道的。
And China can still trade with them.
所以如果政府好
，If the government is good,
百姓就蒙福。
The people are blessed.
如果政府不好
，If the government is no good,
国家就受损。
Then the country will suffer.
但有一件事情，请你注意这句话好。
But one thing you pay attention to this statement.
正确的政策
，the right policy.
同不正确的政策
，as the incorrect policy
是很不一样的
，is different。
有正确政策，加上很多贪官污吏，国家还有前途。
When you have a correct policy, even though they are corrupt officers, the government is still okay。
错误的政策，加上很多没有做错的。国家还是没有钱。
But wrong policy with good officers, there's still no hope for the nation.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
如果你整个政策错误了
，If the whole policy is wrong,
整个国家不知道走哪条路
，Then the government doesn't know which way to go.
虽然这些官好像很清廉
，Even this office is clean,
没有办法把国家带到进步。
But there's no way to have the progress for the nation.
换一句话说呢
，In other words,
政府一方面做一些。对的事情，一方面自己哪一天放在袋子。
On the one hand, the government do right thing, yet they want to collect with our own purse.
百姓还可以得到一些的益处。
The people can still gain some benefit.
但是贪官一定要被上帝审判。
But the corrupt officer must be just like God.
好，我今天不继续谈下去了。
So I'm not going to continue on this aspect.
我就告诉你，政府的存在
，the existence of government, I say,
是必要的。
It is necessary.
政府的存在
，the existence of government，
为什么是必要的
？Why is it necessary？
因为人有罪性
，because man has sinful nature。
凡是不承认人有罪性的
，and he who doesn't acknowledge man has sinful nature，
都是太幼稚的。
Then you'll be too childish。
我告诉你，共产党最大的失败不是政治的失败。
I tell you, the greatest failure of Communist Party is not the political failure。
共产党最大的失败。是神学的失败。
The greatest failure they had is theological failure.
Theological failure is a battle failure of communism. 为什么呢？
共产党这个失败乃是致命伤，就是他们实际上失败，
因为他们不要上帝的话。
Because they do not want the word of God.
所以他以为他比上帝更聪明。
They thought that they're more intelligent and smarter than God.
先假设这个社会的不公平。
They first presuppose that there is inequality in the society.
是因为财主。这个资产阶级的人造成功。
It is created by the capitalists, they say.
假设无产阶级都是好好的罪人。
And also making an assumption that this will do also without the property is good for us.
所以如果无产阶级专政 已经胜了以后
，If after they have succeeded，
社会一定自然好。
Then the society will be good。
事实是这样吗？
Would that be so？
不是的
，It's not so。
今天中国这些最重要的人
，Today most important figure in China，
共产党最高的官员
，And the highest ranking officer，
几十年前都是无产阶级
，And in the past they are proletariat。
现在变成最贪官污吏的就是这些。
But these are the people who are most corrupt。
所以很多人反对，你不敢这样，你不敢这样。等到上去，我比你更厉害。
So down there they oppose. I don't want you to do this and that. But when they're up there, they're even worse.
大学生示威反对政府。
Even this university graduate, they want to oppose government.
他们以为以后我起来一定比你好，因为你坏蛋嘛。
They thought that when they become officer, they'll be better.
他不知道政府几十年前也是反对政府的大学生。
They didn't know that those officers in the past also they're the one that oppose the government.
等到起来以后呢
？When they are being high ranking.
慢慢变质了。
Slowly they change.
变质有效。下面就反对了。
So after they change the quality, the people oppose them again.
这个推翻下去了。
And they are put down.
那个慢慢起来又贬值了。
They come again, they change the quality.
历史就是这样重演的。
Such is history that they repeat itself.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人有罪性。
Because men have sinful nature.
所以呢，只有基督教的道理说你要悔改。
Only Christian teaching says you must repent.
离开罪恶。
Leave sin.
否则人类没有办法。
If not, man has no way.
好，我现在再问一个问题。
And ask another question.
政权的存在。
The existence of government authority
是为了管制人权吗
？Is it to control human rights？
是不是呢？不是的
，No，
是要保护人权
，to protect human rights。
所以政权一方面管制，是为了保护全体人民的人权。
The government on one hand is rule over, on the other hand to protect human rights。
所以政府是有责任的。
So government has a responsibility。
那么政府的权柄哪里来的呢
？So where comes the authority of the government？
哦，你这很简单，百姓选的嘛。
It's very simple because the people elect them。
你们什么时候大选？快要到了，对不对
？You're going to have、
马来西亚还有多久？21号。那么台湾20号，台湾也21号，20号，你们21号
，We are on the 21st。
那么这2000多万就选他们的总统，要选他们的这个领袖。
So each have about 20 million of population they want to elect their own government。
所以很简单吗
？Simple。
政权的权柄哪里来
？Where comes the government authority？
百姓来。
The people you say。
百姓说，我要Abdullah Badawi。
The people say, I want Abdullah Badawi.
或者我要回教堂
Or I want to pass.
或者我要什么人
I want so and so.
是你们选的对不对
You are the one who elect.
所以他的权柄是你来的
So his authority comes from you.
圣经说不
So the Bible says no.
政府的权柄是上帝来的
The authority of the government comes from God.
你说你是牧师当然这样讲咯
You say you are pastor, of course you say so.
你们读圣经传圣经当然这样讲咯
You read the Bible, you preach the Bible, of course you say so.
我告诉你是的
I tell you so.
政权是上帝来的
The government comes from God.
这样呢
，then
所有的政府都要向上帝尽责任。
All the government must be accountable to God.
那么上帝怎样管制这个事情
？Then how did God rule over this?
如果一个政府啊
，if a government，
他说我的权柄是我自己来的
，it was to say that I have authority coming from myself.
所以我要怎样就怎么样
，so I can do whatever I want.
我要杀人就杀人
，and to kill I kill.
我要乱来就乱来
，and to do anything I like.
当他过分的时候
，right when he passed the limit.
上帝干预
，God interfere，
你就完了。
And then you will be weak。
你还记得昨天希特拉吗
？You know the Hitler example？
记得吗
？You remember？
希特拉
，Hitler，
斯大林，这些独裁者
，This dictator，
墨索里尼，当他们有权柄的时候
，When they have the power，
他们都不要上帝
，They don't want God。
他都以为他们自己的权柄多不大
，They thought they have high authority。
等到上帝说不够啊
，When God said not enough，
你快点再来
，OK， you can be evil。
等到时间到了
，When the time comes。And you finish.
所以呢，圣经说啊
，The Bible says，
不杀杀，饮宴会的时候
，When you have a feast，
1000多个人参加国宴
，A thousand who come to a national feast，
然后他们就把圣殿里面抢回来金银的杯子，就是侮辱上帝的行为。
And also this cup that been taken away from the Jews，
拿出来喝酒醉的时候
，When they were to get drunk with it，
突然间有一个手在墙上出现。
Suddenly, the hand appeared on the wall.
写一行的字
and there was a writing.
Mini, mini, tickle, 无法信
and that was the word written there.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
时间到了
，the time has come.
时间到了
，time has come.
你被放在天平上
You're putting the balance of scale.
显出你的亏欠。
And to show your shortcoming.
那一天晚上。
That night.
这Belshazzar王就被杀。
The Belshazzar was killed.
就完蛋了。
And he was finished.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
政权之上还有上帝的权。
But the government that is the sovereignty of God.
新约圣经怎么讲的？
The Bible says.
新约王对百姓讲话的。
King Herod was speaking to his people.
他夜郎自大。
He was boastful.
好像自己是上帝一样，用上帝的口气讲话。
He was speaking like God.
讲完了以后呢？
After that.
那天晚上。
That night.
上帝用一条虫咬他，他就死了。
God sent a worm to bite him, he died.
上帝不必跟他打拳。
God did not have to box with him.
上帝说啊，不要教啊，一条虫够。
God said, don't be proud.That's a worm is good enough.
我告诉你，上帝如果要你死啊
，I tell you, if God wants you to die,
可以用消到 SARS 的细菌，你就死了。
Just that the germ from SARS, you'll be killed,
对不对啊
？You think so?
SARS 会杀死你啊
！The SARS can kill you.
啊，这个 SARS 的这个围巾太小了。
The SARS, the germ is so small.
上帝要你死啊
，God wants you to die,
很容易的。
Simple.
上帝要活你下去
，God wants you to live，
也很容易。
Also simple.
人要你死，上帝要你活，人没有办法。
If man wants to kill you, God wants you to live, there's no way for
him. 所以我常常带着病讲道。
So many times I come with illness to preach.
常常身体不舒服，照样坐飞机，照样去。
Even though when I'm sick, I travel and preach.
等到需要讲道的，我就求主给我力量。
When I need to preach, I pray to God for strength.
讲完了又像死人一样。
After that, I'll be dead.
就是这样侍奉上帝，为什么呢
？This way I minister to my God.
我相信。
I know.
时间没有到。
When the time hasn't come yet,
什么病都不会死。
No matter what illness you have, you won't die.
时间到。
When the time comes,
什么健康也死。
No matter how healthy you are, you die.
跟我说一二三，时间没有到，什么病都不会死。时间到了，什么健康也死，什么有钱也死，什么厉害也死。所以呢，香港 SARS 的时候
，So at a time when Hong Kong has SARS,
没有人要去
，Nobody want to go,
飞机空空的
，And I was empty with a plane.
我每个礼拜去。
Every week I go.
我看飞机这么少人。
I see so few people in the plane.
而且我一直咳嗽啊。
I was coughing.
我一咳嗽，那些人就跑掉了。
I was coughing, those people ran away.
所以我买一张 economy 的 class， 要到六七个位置。
So I bought one economy seat, I can get six or seven seats.
那么到了香港了。
When I arrived, Hong Kong.
那个汤姆森你还来吗
？The Reverend Tom is still come.
这么危险你还来
？So dangerous is still come.
没有人要来香港。
Nobody want to come to Hong Kong.
所有的旅行社都关门了。
All travel agents closed.
许多的飞机都已经这个空空的了。
All of this being crowded.
许多旅行团都改期了。
All the travel agents changed.
为什么你还来呢
？Why should you still come?
我当然我来了。
Of course I come.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你们香港人呢
？Because you Hong Kong people.
每天在危险中间。
Every day you are in danger.
我一个礼拜。只有一天到香港在危险中。
But there's only one day I'm in danger.
所以你们比我危险七倍。
You are sevenfold more dangerous than I do.
我为什么不来
？Why don't I come?
你说唐牧师你不怕吗
？Is there anything you're not afraid?
我是人，你知道吗
？I'm a human being.
我也会怕的。
Oh, I'll be frightened.
所以一面怕一面去。
So I'm frightened yet I go.
一面去一面祷告，一面变成不怕。
On the one hand, I go, I pray, I'm not afraid again.
就是这样。
That's the way it is.
所以上帝时间到了。
When God's time comes,
他叫君王下台。
And also the emperor will be dethroned.
政权就没有了。
And the government is changed.
你叫Mussolini。
Mussolini。
跟希特拉。
And Hitler。
然后意大利。
In Italy。
德国。
And Germany。
再勾日本。
When at Japan again.
三个国家要统治全世界。
The three nations want to rule over the world.
结果三个国家。
Finally, all these three nations.
怎样下场呢？
How did they have the ending?
当联军打到柏林的时候
，When the Allied army come to this Berlin,
苏联的朱可夫将军
，Zhukov General Zhukov of Russia,
从波兰到东德到柏林
，From Poland come to East Germany and come to Berlin.
美国的 Eisenhower
in America,
从 Montgomery 英国的将军
，Montgomery of UK,
从法国到德国到柏林
，From France they come to this Germany.
两个军队连到柏林的时候
，So when the two groups of army came.
苏联跟美国握手
，The Russia and America shook hands，
一同对付希特拉。
Together they want to go against Hitler。
他们找遍柏林，找不到希特拉。
So they search for him, couldn't find him。
找不到希特拉
，couldn't find him in Berlin。
有一点像一天到晚要找萨达姆逊，找不到。
Like Saddam Hussein, they cannot find him。
因为他躲在洞里面。
He's hiding in that small pit。
照样的。
The same thing。
希特拉在洞里面。
Hitler was in a cave。
跟几个他的死党。
And a few of his good friends.
他怎样死的
？How did they die?
他用枪自己开枪打死自己。
They commit suicide.
希特拉有一本书叫做《我的奋斗》。
My Stripe 那是 book by this Hitler，
薄薄的
，very thin one。
有人算每一个字差不多要杀死几千个人。
For every word that he wrote, he killed thousands of people。
因为希特拉发动第二次世界大战。
Because at the time when he started the Second World War by Hitler，
世界大战第二次一共死掉的人差不多有七千万人。
The Second World War about 7,000,000 70 million。
从前以为是3,000,000人。
In the past, they thought it's 30 million。
等到Gorbachev在1989年宣布另外3,500,000的时候
，And then when Gorbachev announced another 35 million，
我大家在说原来不是3,500,000，是7,000,000。
Then they knew that it's not 35 million but 70 million。
希特勒下场怎么样
？Hitler after he was thrown，
这样。日本的下场怎么样
？Go to Japan was the ending。
长岛长这个广岛长期被炸
，After Hiroshima and Nagasaki were bombed，
70,000人死
，and thousands of people died。
意大利的下场怎么样
？Italy was the end。
墨索里尼被找到被打死
，Mussolini was found and he was killed。
这个人呢很骄傲
，He was proud，
很威风
，Very proud。
而且每次演讲都要在超过10公尺以上的台上演讲
，Every time when he gives speech， the stage will be about at least 10 meters high。
有时候站在4层楼的上面。演讲
Some standing at the fourth story and then you speak from there.
Mussolini 不敢像我站在这样矮的台演讲
Mussolini dare not like me standing on here.
因为他怕人家把他打死
So people kill him.
所以如果你到罗马城
So when you go to Rome,
你看有一座几层楼的房子上面就是从前 Mussolini 站着演讲
You will see a room about a few story high. That's where Mussolini stood.
去年我去看那个房子
Last year I went there.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
他被打死以后呢
After he was killed,
人家把他的尸体
His corpse.
带到十字路口
People brought you to crossroad
哦原来墨索里尼就是这
That's Mussolini
呸
And spit on him
每个人吐口水他满身都是已经死了还是吐口水
Everybody spit on him as cop
最糟糕的是什么
What happened
有一个40多岁的意大利女人
There's a 40 years old Italian lady
就走到他的尸体面
And come to his cop
把脚跨过去
And cross over with their legs
小便在他口里给他吃
And pee on that
你看
You see,
生的时候多么威风。
When he was alive, was so authoritative.
死的时候多么羞耻。
When he died, so such a shame.
这个女人在路边小便是很羞耻。
This lady is a shame when he pees there.
这个女人表示你是比我更羞耻，我不过小便，你是吃小便。
Say that even more shameful with you.
所以在众人面前小便给他喝。
So in the public, she did that.
你看，政治家会羞耻到这个地步。
So politician can be put to shame.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为圣经说。
Because the Bible says,
一切的权柄
all authority,
都是从上帝来
comes from God.
因为一切的权柄都是从上帝来
Because all authority comes from God.
很多人听了这句，那所以我有权柄，上帝给我权柄，你们都要听我的话。很多政府是这样骄傲。
So many of them will proud say, I have authority because God gives me authority.
所以很多政府最喜欢基督徒读罗马书第十三章。
So many of the government like a Christian to read the Romans chapter 13.
你们基督徒看嘛，圣经说的嘛。
Well, Christian read.
圣经都是上帝的，所以我政权是上帝给我的，你要听我的话。
So the authority of government comes from God, you say.
何况第二句说什么
？Even the second verse.
在上有权柄的，你们都要顺服他。
Those have authority above will submit them.
所以那些政府更高兴了。
So all the more they're happy.
但我读圣经跟你们不一样。
But I read the Bible differently.
我说一切政权都是上帝的。
All authority comes from God.
所以呢，表示政权比上帝低，因为从上帝来。
You see, authority is lower than God because it comes from God.
政权比上帝低。
And government authority is lower from God.
从上帝来的。
It comes from God.
所以政权要向上帝负责任。
And that's why it has to be accountable to God.
政权从上帝来的。
Because the government authority comes from God.
所以上帝可以拿回去。
And that's why God can take it back.
政权从上帝来的。
Government authority comes from God.
政府要受审判。
And that's why government to be judged.
政权从上帝来。
Government authority comes from God.
上帝可以兴起另外一个政权来代替现在这个政权。
And then God raised another authority to substitute the present authority.
所以政府不可随便乱来。
So the government cannot live in the way they like.
因为上帝可以随时用别的政权来代替你这个政权。
Because God can use another authority to substitute this one.
因为一切政权都从上帝来。
Because all authority comes from God.
一切就包括下一次要代替你那个也是一切里面的一个吧。
Or inclusive the one which is to come.
太多的政府不明白这个事。
Many of government doesn't know.
我们中国的王啊。
We Chinese emperor.
皇帝。
The emperor.
他称自己叫天子。
We call him the heavenly son.
什么意思呢
?What do you mean?
上天把使命交给我。
The heaven has got a mandate to me.
我是天之骄子。
I'm the heaven's son.
所以权柄大得不得了。
So I have big authority.
明朝10多个皇帝。
In Ming Dynasty for tens of these emperors.
对不起，我讲一句话。
I said,
其中差不多十分之九是花柳病死的。
About 9/10 of the emperor died because syphilis.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为皇帝嘛。
Because the emperors
天天搞女人。
And every day they're womanizing.
后宫的女子几千个。
And the thousands of the concubines.
花天酒地。
So they squander and waste their life.
荒淫醉酒。
And they're lustful.
犯奸淫。
And also commit adultery.
到最后一个明朝的皇帝。
Finally, the last Ming emperor.
崇祯皇帝。
崇祯。
他比较好，但是来不及了。
Slightly better, but not too good.
结果清兵入宫的时候。
So the Manchurian came.
他从北京的王宫后门跑出去。
He ran away from the back door of Beijing's.
到皇宫后面那个小小的山上面。
And also he ran to a small hill there.
就在那里上吊而死。
Then he actually hang himself.
所以政权是不是绝对不是
？Government authority is absolute no.
政府是上帝权柄赐下。
Government authority is given by God.
当神审判的时候
，So when God judges,
你多大的皇帝也没有用。
No matter how big the emperor is, there's no use.
那现在把这两件事连起来了。
That when put these things together,
政府的存在
，the existence of government,
是为了什么
？For what?
为了保护人权。
To protect human rights,
是不是管制人权
？Not to rule over human rights,
那是保护人权。
But to protect human rights,
是如果人权
，if human rights
受亏损
，has been wrong again，
受威胁的时候
，has been threatened，
整个百姓在困难中间的时候
，all the people when they're in suffering，
政府要挑起责任起来
，the government take the responsibility
来保护整个百姓
，to protect the whole people，
每一个政府都有防卫队。
Every government has an army.
每一个政府都有他们的国防部。
And also has a Ministry of Defense.
国防部用的费用
，the Ministry of Defense the expense of it
是教育部的可能20倍到30倍那么多。
Maybe a 20 to 34 of the education expenses.
这是人的悲剧。
That's man's tragedy.
你知道吗？每一个国家哈
，every nation
经费
，the military expenses
是比教育费多几十倍。
The budget is more than the education budget.
很可怕的
It's very pitiful.
美国怕苏联的时候
When America is afraid of Russia
他们做了许多这个洲际导弹 Intercontinental Nuclear Missiles
They have an intercontinental nuclear missile
那么苏联看美国的射来我们就死他也快快做洲际导弹
So at that time the Soviet Union is afraid that they may also be attacked They also have their own intercontinental missile
美国怕中国苏联怕美国
And this America is afraid of China, and also Russia is afraid of America.
中国怕苏联
And China is afraid of Russia.
怕来怕去
So they are all afraid of each other.
结果是建立国防
So they build up the defense.
我先问你
I want to ask you.
美国跟苏联
This America and Russia.
在他们军费竞备最厉害的时候
At a time when the highest competition and military budget.
他们有多少洲际导弹的弹头，你知道吗
？You know how many of this nuclear warhead they have with an intercontinental missile？
两个国家加起来
，the two nations put together，
6000多个
，about more than 6000。
六千多个海弹的弹头
，more than 6000 nuclear。
到瓜拉隆波来
，so when it comes to Kuala Lumpur，
完了
，finish。
所以这六千个弹头啊
，so this 6000 missile head
可以。把世界毁灭到什么地步
？It can destroy the world until what extent？
可以毁灭这个地球四倍
，fourfold of this world。
四倍
，fourfold。
所以到底人类的威胁哪里来的
？So where come the threat of mankind？
哇，你们现在看电影有外星人，哪有什么蜘蛛啦、啊、什么跑出来
？So when you see the aliens coming in the picture，
这个 Hollywood 要哪里的钱才想出那些东西
？The Hollywood wants your money so that these are creative minds。
什么鬼怪出来这样
？All kind of different faces。
这些都不是我们的威胁。
All these are not our threat。
人的威胁是从人来的。
Man's threat comes from man。
政府应当是保护人权的。
The government exists to protect over human rights。
政府应当是为了国防所需要用钱的。
The government exists to spend for our defense。
但是结果呢
？But finally，
政府变成了危害国家。
The government becomes a threat to others，
就是浪费资金
，so they squander our money，
使百姓在困难危险中间
，so the people are put into danger。
为什么呢
？Why？
因为政府的人也是有罪的。
Because also those government people are also sinful。
所以我们一定要看见。
So we must see one thing：
政权
，government authority；
神权
，God authority；
人权
，man's authority。
怎么排列
？How to arrange in order？
哪一个在哪一个上面
？Which one is above which one？
哪一个在哪一个下面
？Which one is below which one？
哪一个啊
？Which one？
啊，人权跟政权哪一个高
？Human right and government authority which higher？
人权高啊
Government authority
人权高啊
Human rights
啊，那么人管政府就政府管人啊。
So man controlling over government, government over man.
你说当然政府管人了。
Of course the government controls people.
但是人选政府了。
But man elected government.
我不选他就不能存在。
So if I don't elect, they won't come.
我选了他就来管我。
Because I elect, they'll govern over me.
你高的选了他，后来呢？等到他选了，他就比你更高，再来。
So the one who's higher elect, the one who's lower, and then become higher and then rule over you.
很会乱，对不对
？So you be confused.
我告诉你啊。
I tell you.
人权在政权的上面。
Human right is above government authority.
然后呢
？Then
神权在人权上。
And God's sovereignty is above human right.
这个次序才是对的。
That is the right order.
政府是为了服务人民。
The government is to serve people.
而人要荣耀上帝。
And the people is to glorify God.
政府的权柄是上帝许可。
The authority of the government is permissible by God.
政府的存在是要保护人。
The existence of government is to protect human rights.
人需要政府，因为人有罪。
Many government because men have sinned.
所以这样的就变得有四件事是要彼此相接连在一起。
So you see, four things have to be interlinked.
第一
，the first，
人权
，human rights.
第二
，the second，
自由
，freedom.
第三
，the third，
就是政权
，government authority.
人权
，human rights，
自由
，freedom，
民主。
And democracy,
还有法治
and also the rule by the law.
法治什么意思呢
？The institution of law,
用法律来约束
，using the law to bind us.
所以政府如果没有法治，这个政府就不能代表上帝，也不能成为人民的主。
If the government do not rule by law, they cannot represent God.
有一次我在纽约讲到
，There was one preaching in New York.
有四千个人来听
4,000 people came
因为我用 Hunter College 大礼堂布道
Because I use Hunter College, a big hall to preach
那时候我的题目是基督教21世纪与中国
Christianity 21st century and China
所以很多大陆的知识分子科学家这个学者博士他们都来听到
So a lot of intellectuals from China came to listen
他们很盼望知道我讲什么关于中国跟21世纪
They want to know what would I preach on the relationship of China and 21st century
这个题目很吸引人基督教中国与二十一世纪
So Christianity, China and 21st century is very attractive with the title
我就讲一段事情
So I talk on one thing
我说中国几千年的文化里面
I said in the culture of China down the ages
从来没有民主这两个字
They never have this word called democracy
连民主的观念跟民主的这个种子都不存在在中国
Even they do not have this concept the seed of democracy in China
当然我知道孟子讲过一句话
He said this,
他说呢民为贵
and this, people is more honor
社稷次之
and the society is subsidiary
君王为轻
and the emperor is even lower
所以人民是最珍贵的
the people is most honor
社稷或者国土是第二的
and the society is second
然后呢君王是最不重要的
and the emperor is the least
哇我很佩服他写了没有给王杀死就很好了
so I admire that the best because even if written that the emperor never killed him
所以有人说呢孟子是中国历史中间第一个民主的政治家
there are people who say that Manchu is the first democratic position in China
真的吗
is that true
不是
no
因为孟子从来没有鼓励民权的选举从来没有
because Manchu has never encouraged the people to the election
孔孟秀说之所以被四历代的中国王朝所看重
Confucianism and Mencianism actually have been esteemed by down the age of the dynasties.
因为他们都是站在王权这边。
Because they stood on the side of the emperor.
最多是盼望皇帝要尊重百姓，对百姓好一点。
The most is that they want the emperor to respect the people.
所以我讲完道以后
，So after my preaching,
有一个中国大陆的历史学的教授
，A professor of the history from China,
反对我
，Oppose me.
他说是你怎么可以讲中国没有民主的
How dare you say that China has no democracy
你这样看不起中国的这个文化
You despise Chinese culture
就叫人告诉我
So tell people ask me to tell me
他反对
That you oppose that
我这个人被人反对习惯了
So I'm so used to be opposed by people
每天赞成我也没有什么你反对我也没有什么
So whether you agree disagree it's nothing to me
过一个月以后呢
After a month
这个教授呢再写一封信给我
That professor wrote another letter to me
他说上个月我反对你
And last month I oppose you
我很气
I was angry.
你讲的我不赞成。
I don't agree with what you say.
后来这一个月里我有时间，我就重读去查中国所有的书里面。
But later on, because of this 1 month, I have time. I'm going to check all the classics.
他查到中国历史里面有两次出现民主。
Only twice in Chinese culture that appear this democracy twice.
两次都是皇帝讲的。
And twice was spoken by the emperor.
讲什么呢？
What did he say?
他的民主是物为民之主。
I am actually the lord of the people.
I am the master of people.
I am the master of the people.
所以中国的观念民主是你是民，我是你的主，叫做民主。
So the Chinese culture democracy is I'm your master and you're my people.
所以后来中国的王权呢
？So then the government authority of emperor.
到1912年的时候
，come to 1912。
就全部推翻掉了
and totally they will be thrown.
中国第一个做头而不是王的是谁啊
and who is the first one who become head by the emperor who is that
推翻皇帝的第一个中国人是谁孙中山大家说
Dr. Sun Yat-sen
他为什么推翻掉
why is that he do away with the dynasty
因为他受基督教影响
because he was influenced by the Christianity
孙中山是基督徒
Dr. Sun Yat-sen is a Christian
他反对封建
He opposed feudalism
反对民主
Opposed this
反对迷信
Opposed superstition
反对帝王
Opposed emperor
反对这个王朝的制度
Opposed the dynastic system
所以他是基督徒
But he was a Christian
从圣经里面看到人权
So the form of life is human rights
所以他有这个足够的勇敢跟力量把帝王推翻。
So he had a sufficient courage to rethrone the dynasty.
当时中国最有学问的两个人。
At that time, the most learned people too in China.
一个是康有为。
One is 康有为。
还有一个呢？谁呀？梁启超。
And the student 梁启超。
两个人都是保皇党的人。
The two are those who want to protect the emperor.
你说。同样是基督教，为什么中国把帝王翻推翻掉？英国还有 Charles， 还有 Elizabeth。
So it's the same also with this emperor. Why is that the UK still keep with the emperor？
我前几天再重读温习英国历史。
So I re-study the UK history.
特别研究到 Charles 第一的时候
，When I come to Charles first，
怎样呢？这个把这个基督教、天主教的关系搞得就乱起来。
How he was confused the relationship of this the Catholic and also the Church.
因为他是苏格兰的王。
Because he is the king of Scotland.
到英格兰来做王。
So he came to England.
所以他赞成长老制。
So he agreed with the presbytership.
但他还是对教皇好。
But he was still good to the Pope.
英国之改变。
And the Britain change.
是从一件很重要的事情叫做 Magna Carta.
Come from a very important event called Magna Carta.
你们知道什么叫 Magna Carta 吗
？You know what is that？
大宪法。
And the Great Constitution。
Magna 是大的。
The Magna is big。
Carta 就是 Charter。
Charter is Charter。
所以这个大宪法出现的时候
，So Magna Carta when it comes，
就是把英国变成君主立宪。
So this the Britain Constitution become the
constitutional monarchy.
Constitutional monarchy。
什么叫做君主立宪的
？What is constitutional monarchy？
就是连王都要。顺服在宪法下面。
That even the king had to submit himself to this constitution.
你说王是万人之上，可以所作所为，不必向什么人负责的。
You see, the king is above everybody, and he doesn't have to be answerable to anybody.
不是
，No，
连王都要向宪法来顺服的。
Even the king had to be submissive to also the constitution.
所以现在虽然英国有王啊
，So even though this England had king，
那是传统的王位。不是政权的王位
，But there's a traditional throne and not political throne.
英国的政治大权不在 Elizabeth 女王的手上。
The political power of England is not in Elizabeth, Queen Elizabeth.
英国的政治的权柄在国会，在这个他们的这个首相的手中。
Because the political power is in the also the prime minister and also with the parliament.
所以马来西亚是受英国影响，大英联邦的影响。
So Malaysia is under the influence of Commonwealth and under the influence of Britain.
所以你们的阿公
，So our king
跟你们的这个马哈蒂尔，哪一个更有权柄啊？
哎，马哈蒂尔 who is more powerful？
啊，马哈蒂尔更有权柄。
It's the prime minister.
因为这个受英国的影响
，because influenced by the British system.
英国是受基督教影响
，and the British influenced by the Christianity.
孙中山受 中国这个基督教的意思。
圣经 then also was influenced by Christianity.
如果没有这本圣经
，if there is no Bible，
世界的政治是乱得不得了。
The policy in the whole in the chaos。
请你们不要有信念说啊，就以后上天堂感谢主好了。
Do not just thank God because after you believe in God, you will go to heaven. That's it.
你要做一个智慧人。
You must be a wise man.
你发现整个圣经对整个世界的影响多少
？It is how the Bible has influenced the whole world.
法治。表示连君王都要顺服。
To the law that rules, even the governor, even the king will be submissive to it.
人权，因为人是照着上帝的形象造的，所以政府不可以把人当作动物来看待。
We have the human right because man is created after the image of God, and that's why the government cannot treat man as beasts and animals.
那民主是什么呢
？What's democracy?
民主是人民有一种主权。
That the man has a kind of power and sovereignty.
这样，凡是归正神学所到的地方
，So wherever reform theology reaches，
一定影响那个地方采取民主制度。
It will influence that place to adopt this democratic system.
天主教到的地方
，Where Catholic comes，
没有产生民主制度。
They will not produce a democratic government.
圣公会到的地方
，Where Anglican goes，
卫理公会到的地方
，Where Methodist goes，
没有产生太大的民主制度。
They will not produce much of the democracy system.
归正神神学到的地方
，But where reform theology goes，
就产生了很大的民主。
It produces democracy。
当然了
，Of course，
卫理公会在美利坚大学 University of America，
and this
American University，
the Methodist Church have the American University there in the state。
里面曾经出过几个最伟大的民主人士。
They produce a few very great democratic figures。
我们归正学院我创办的就是用那个大学。的校址在那上课五年
，and also Reform Institute I founded that we have our institute for five years。
我们知道这个历史
，we know this history。
所以呢，真正的影响
，the true influence
是呢 Reform theology。
It's come from Reform theology。
归正神学
，Reform theology。
所以长老中归正神学影响的地方，一定带来民主的果效。
So the Presbyterian also Reform theology where the influence they come with a democracy system。
原来在人类的历史中间呢
，because down the human history，
民主有三个 pattern。
Democracy has three patterns，
有三个模范
，and three models。
第一个模范是什么呢
？The first is
就是希腊雅典城邦的民主。
The Greek Athenian Republic kind of the democracy。
雅典是一个城市国家。
The Athenian is the city nation.
那这个国家用民主。
This city nation used democracy.
那是历史上第一次。
But this is the first time in history.
第二个民主的 model.
The second model of democracy.
就是法国革命的时候的民主。
French Revolution, that kind of democracy.
第三个民主的 model.
The third model.
就是归正神学的日内瓦运动。
Is a Geneva movement coming from a reform theology.
是选出来的。
So it's elected.
但是这个民主呢？
But this kind of democracy,
在这个雅典的时候
，when it was in Athens,
不是真正的民主。
It's not a true democracy.
因为雅典城里面的人
，because there's people in the Athens,
有两种人
，two kind of people.
一种是自由人，一种是奴仆。
One's a free man, the other's a slave.
自由人是哪里来的
？The free man, where did they come from?
就是正式的公民。
They are true citizens.
奴仆哪里来的
？Where are slaves?
是打仗的时候把仇敌掳过来。强迫他们做奴隶的。
In the war, they capture the opponents and then make them to be slaves.
那这些奴隶的数目很多，但是他们没有权柄。
There's a big population of these slaves, but they do not have the authority.
在那个时候，奴隶是怎样买来的呢
？And the slave, how were they bought at that time?
在市场上拍卖。
In the market.
所以，如果你比如说你把别人打败了以后
，So when you defeat a nation，
把他们的女人都抓来。
And all the girls were caught，
把他们男人都抓来。
And the men were caught。
那么现在呢，就把这些男的、这些女的带到市场上去拍卖 ，auction。
And went to the marketplace and auctioned them。
唐中龙就出来了。
Stephen Tong and comes。
那么你叫他脱光衣服
，And also strip naked，
穿一件内裤
，And also with underwear，
多么大好
，And so big deal，
宣传好不好
？Big deal。
那么那个人，哇，这个我家里很多东西要搬，这样大可以。
And then labor, and then it's
20,000. 另外一个人是40,000.
50,000.
80,000.
80,000.
一个这样壮的人嘛。
It's a strong man.
还有没有
？Any more？
还有没有
？Any more bit？
没有。
No more？
好，
好。
So 八万的拿回去。
So
那么，虽然买的人呢，他这样小。
The one who bought may be very small in size.
找到一个奴隶这么大。
But a slave will be built.
他这个奴隶不可以反抗主人。
But this slave cannot go against the master.
因为他是主人的产业。
Because he is a property of the master.
Property.
The property.
所以你不可以反抗。
You cannot go against.
那么这个奴隶就永远就是替他的主人做奴隶。
So forever he will be a slave to the master.
绝对不可以反抗。
They can never oppose.
所以呢，雅典有自由人，有奴隶，有两种人。
So in Athens, there are two kinds of people: the freemen and the slaves.
那么女人也是这样。
And same with women.
女人被拿来拍卖的时候
，when they are being auctioned,
照样差不多脱光衣服。
About naked.
只有穿一件很薄的衣服。
About naked.
那么看她身材好不好
？And see whether it's good figure.、
啊、有钱的人说，我要漂亮的奴隶。
The rich man will say, I want to buy beautiful woman.
出钱多一点。
And also they'll bid.
那么他家里都是美女替他做事情。
And thus he had all the beautiful girls to work for him.
那个男。难看的2000就卖掉了
，and those ugly ones 2000，
漂亮的200000才卖掉。
The beautiful one maybe 20,000，
就是做奴隶
，and also be slave。
你叫他做20个钟头，他要做20个钟头。
She can, we want her to work for 20 hours, she work for 20 hours。
你叫他去死，他要去死
，and her to die, she'll die。
绝对不会反抗，因为他是奴隶
，and he or she cannot oppose because he or she is a slave。
等到雅典选政府的时候
，so when Athens about to elect government，
所有妇女不可以选
，all the women have no right to elect，
所有奴隶。不可以选。
All the slaves have no right to vote.
所有外族不可以选。
And all these foreigners cannot vote.
所有穷人不可以选。
The poor cannot vote too.
所有的青少年不可以选。
The young people cannot vote.
所以可以选的人不到20%。
Those who can vote maybe less than 20%.
所以这个民族是不是民族、啊、
？Is that a true democracy?
不是民族。
No.
因为很多人不被当作是人来看待。
Because a lot of people are not deemed as men.
没有人权就不可能有民主。
So when there's no human right, there's no possibility of democracy.
所以呢？雅典的民主是假的
So the Athenian democracy is a fake one
第二
The second
法国的民主是真的吗
The democracy of France is the true one
法国的民主、啊、
the democracy of France
是暴民仇恨私仇公报的运动
It's actually the mobbers they want to take revenge for themselves
法国人很骄傲的
The French are very pride
因为他们认为全世界的民主是从法国输出去的
They thought the whole world had democracy exported from the country
哦，法国跟英国常常打仗
So this is French and also the Britain fight frequently
所以美国人独立的时候脱离英国法国人高兴得不得了
So at the time when America had independence this French was so happy
他们要做一个自由铜像你们知道吗
So they built this the Statue of Liberty
那个、
The Statue of Liberty
那个自由铜像在法国做
So the Statue of Liberty was cast in
在一片一片拆下来
，and then take it down
到了这个纽约再从头组起来
，and then when they go to New York, they re-put it.
那自由铜像大到什么地步
？And that Statue of Liberty, how big it is?
它上面的这一个光圈呢，有洞的。
And this radiant coming from this crown,
那一圈里面就可以站50-60个人。
Can stand at least 50-60 people.
所以你看，这么大的铜像
，so such a big statue.
我知道，因为我上去过。
I know because I've been there before.
是法国人送给美国人。
It was the French who gave it as a gift to the American.
对，法国大革命的民主。
So the democracy of French Revolution
误杀许多人。
Then we kill many people.
许多人错误的被杀。
Many people wrongly killed.
所以这个民主是暴民的仇恨运动。
So this democracy coming from the movement of the mobs.
啊，真正的民主。
The true kind of democracy
是从圣经启发出来的。
It comes from the revelation of the Bible.
因为圣经的人是按照上帝的形象样式被造。
Because the Bible says that man's created are the image and likeness of God.
所以呢，人一定要被尊重。
So man must be respected.
那么我们今天呢，每一个国家都有选举的权柄，因为民主。这是受基督教的影响。
So with the democracy system, the nation where the election is influenced by the Christianity.
那我们今天讲的比昨天更深一点哈。
So it's deeper as compared to last night we preached.
因为今天我们已经听到三个权柄之间的关系。
So we are talking about the relation of three authorities.
这样呢，人权
，so human rights
是在政权之上
，is above the government.
虽然人可以选出政府
，even though man can elect a government.
但是政府的责任。
But the responsibility of government
不是管制百姓
is not to rule over people
是护理百姓
but to protect
是用法律约束百姓
but you use the law to protect and control the people
引导整个国家
and to guide the whole nation
可以享受人权跟自由
can enjoy human right and freedom
而政府的本身
and the government itself
受法律所控制
and bound also by the law
才不会呢作威作福 胡作乱为。
Then you will not do whatever you like.
政府对人民负责任。
And the government is accountable to people.
政府还要对上帝负责任。
And also it has to be accountable to God.
因为所有的权柄都是从上帝。
Because all authority comes from God.
所以圣经箴言怎么讲呢？
So the Bible in the Proverbs says,
君王的心
the heart of a king,
如同龙沟的水。
Like a water of a drain,
在耶和华手中任意调动。
In the hand of the Lord, He can twist it whatever way He wants.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
无论谁在政府里面
，No matter who is in the government,
他都要敬畏上帝。
He must honor and fear God.
苏格兰有一个人叫做 John Knox.
In Scotland, there's a person called John Knox.
他决定站在圣经立场。不接受天主教的玛丽王后
on the principle of the Bible, he doesn't accept the Pope and the Catholic.
所以呢，这个玛丽皇后呢，是一个流血出名的皇后。
So the Queen of this Mary called the Bloody Queen.
所以呢，人家给她名称叫 Bloody Mary.
So he was called Bloody Mary.
现在的 Bloody Mary 已经不是一个人，变成一种酒的名称了。
So the Bloody Mary is really a wine, no more a queen.
叫血腥玛丽。
It's called Bloody Mary.
不听话，杀。
If you don't listen, I'll kill.
有一天呢
，Monday,
Mary 说，我明天要 and, 要杀 John Knox.
Mary said, tomorrow I'm going to kill John Knox.
John Knox 是谁呀、
啊、？You know who is John Knox?
John Knox 是最勇敢的归正神学的奋斗的。
He's the warrior of the Reformed theology.
他从这一个呢，苏格兰到日内瓦，亲自去受教与加尔文。
From Scotland, he went to Geneva to be taught by John Calvin.
然后他回到苏格兰。
So when he returned back to Scotland,
创立了苏格兰长老会。
He reformed, he formed the Scotland Presbyterian Church.
他不在这个天主教控制之下。
No more under control of the Catholic.
玛丽女王是绝对忠于这个天主教。
So this Queen Mary is faithful to the Catholic.
他要杀 John Knox.
So when he want to kill John Knox,
你知道什么事情发生？
You know what happened?
当天晚上。
That night.
玛丽死了。
Mary died.
第二天，苏格兰的长老 John Knox 还活着。
The second day, John Knox of Scotland still lives.
所以这些历史啊
，All this history，
都告诉我们
，Tell us，
神权在政权之上。
And this God's sovereignty is above government authority.
神权在人权之上。
And sovereignty of God is above human rights.
我们把这个整个架构搞清楚了以后
，So when you know this structure now，
你就不做一个糊里糊涂的基督徒。
Then you will not be a casual Christian.
你明白了这个架构。
When you know about this structure，
那你对主是主啊。
You tell the Lord，
求你帮助我在这个世界上。
Help me in this world，
好好把自己的位置定好了。
To fix my own position，
我的关系是什么？
My relationship to myself，
我人的关系是什么？
My relationship to others，
我与政府的关系是什么？
My relationship to the government，
我与上帝的关系是什么？
My relationship to God，
政府与上帝的关系是什么？
And the government's relationship with God，
那我在政府中间，
Then when I'm in the government，
在百姓中间，
In the among the people，
在神的面前，
Before God，
我要怎样做见证？
How would I testify？
这是今天我们要讲的。
That's what we're going to talk tonight。
明天晚上，
Tomorrow night，
我们继续是讲的基督徒到底是政治上的责任是什么。
We want to ponder upon the responsibility of Christians in the politics。
这些的讲道，
So all these preaching
是要配合你们这一次大选的这个面对这件事情你们当尽的责任。
It will be related to what as the people of the Malaysia what responsibility you have in the election。
所以求主帮助我们。
May God help us。
最后。
Finally，
有没有可能在你们中间
？Is it possible among you？
以后有人变成部长
，and some become ministers？
有没有可能
？Is it possible？
我问你有没有可能
？Is it possible？
有
，of course。
有没有可能你们中间有人变成 prime minister？
Maybe among you the prime minister？
有没有可能
？Is it possible？
有可能
，yes。
有没有可能你们中间有人变成市长？
Mayor， maybe among you the mayor。
有没有可能？
Is it possible?
有可能。
Yes.
你说不可能，回教国家基督徒是不能的。
Is it possible because we're in an Islamic nation?
圣经说。
The Bible says.
当法老王。
When the Pharaoh.
在地上的时候。
Upon the earth.
上帝叫约瑟变成他的宰相。
God turned Joseph to be his prime minister.
当尼布加尼撒。
In 尼布加尼撒。
在地上的时候。
Upon the earth.
上帝叫但以理。变成他的宰相。
God called Daniel to be his prime minister.
尼布加尼撒不是拜上帝的。
尼布加尼撒 is not the one that worship God.
最聪明的这个部长就是一个拜上帝。
But one of the most intelligent ministers is the God worshipper.
现在伊拉克就是从前的巴比伦。
In Iraq is a former Babylon.
所以现在的萨达姆·胡塞就是现代的尼布甲尼撒。
And Saddam Hussein of today actually is a Nebuchadnezzar.
哦，萨达姆·胡塞常常讲他就是尼布甲尼撒。
And Saddam Hussein many times said he is Nebuchadnezzar.
那么萨达姆·胡塞最好的外交部长谁呀、啊、
？What's the best the foreign minister?
啊，谁呀、啊、？Tariq Aziz.
Tariq Aziz.
你知道 Tariq Aziz 是阿拉伯文
？You know this is the Arabic language.
Tariq 是什么？
Tarik，
马来文一样的 Tarik， 什么意思啊
？What do you mean？
啊，拉哦，不是你的、
no.
过于不好。Tarik 不但是拉，也是路。
Also a way。
所以呢，你说的 Tarik 就是上路的意思。
Tarik、mean to go on the way。
啊，你可以上车来 Tarik。
You can go on your way。
所以汽车在这边开的时候。
So when a car is driving on the road，
那么这个 bus 走的时候
，the bus is moving，
那个 conductor。
Conductor, bus conductor.
他们就在那打嘞，上路的意思。
Aziz
什么意思呢
？Aziz
阿拉伯文的意思就是光明。
Light, bright.
本来这个人名字不叫 Tariq Aziz.
Originally, his name is called Tariq Aziz.
他是基督徒。
He's a Christian.
萨达姆先把他用了。
Saddam Hussein using.
你还可以做基督徒。
You can still become a Christian.
我给你回教的名 Tariq Aziz.
I give you an Islamic name.
所以从今天你 Aziz 啊，是的
Aziz,
你记得。
His name.
所以他就改名叫 Tariq Aziz.
所以你我现在 Tariq Aziz。
尼布加尼撒的宰相是 Daniel。
尼布加尼撒的 Prime Minister 是 Daniel。
萨达姆·胡塞的宰相是 Tariq Aziz。
Saddam Hussein's Prime Minister is this a foreign Minister is his name.
是基督徒，为什么呢
？He's a Christian.
因为 Tariq Aziz 是英文最好的，其他的阿拉伯人讲不清楚。
Because Tariq Aziz has the best English language.
而且他一讲的时候呢
，So when he speaks English,
美国的总统、美国的外交官就搞好像跟自己人谈话一样。
So the Americans like talking to their own people.
Tariq Aziz 就是被他看中的。
So he will esteem him.
我们今天基督徒啊
，So we as Christians,
无论你在哪里
，No matter where you are,
你不要轻看自己
，Do not despise yourself.
你是光
，You are the light.
你是盐
，You are the salt.
你是在的地方
，Wherever you are,
你一定要成为上帝的见证
，You must be the witness of God.
你一定要贡献基督徒的责任
，You must contribute as a Christian.
使人
，The people.
使百姓
，So that the people.
使你的同胞。
So that your this couple,
使你的国家
your nation,
因为你的存在
because of your existence,
看见神的荣耀
to see the glory of God,
得着福分
and also they're blessed,
行在真理的中
and walk in the truth,
这是我们的责任
this is our responsibility,
那明天
tomorrow night,
我们继续讲我们基督徒在现实中间我们的政治责任是
we continue to ponder that upon this earth what is our political duty
你三场都听了以后
when you heard all these three sessions
你有一个架构
you have a structure
你有一个观念
you have a concept
愿上帝赐福给我
may God bless us
我们大家掌
声 shall we all rise
十字架